Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast, presented by 13 Fishing Canada. Make your own luck. We're here to scratch that angling itch and talk everything fishing. Join us as we sit down with special guests from across the industry. Now, here's your hosts, Brandon Cater and Logan Lewis.
What is going on, Weekend Warriors? Welcome to March Madness. This is, it's officially March. First episode here in the month. We have our March Madness Classic Tournament fully running. We're just under 1 week into the tournament. We have had, 44 submissions for fish, Logan?
Yeah, something like that. I think I've approved 44 or something.
Yeah, so it's been... it's been good. A lot of people out there fishing, submitting big fish. Pike, walleye, burbot. If you're in Saskatchewan and you aren't entered and you're going to be fishing in the next couple of weeks here in March, go enter. It's $60, $30 if you're a youth. Lots of great cash prizes. And then we're going to dive into what the youth prizing is going to look like as well. So go check that out. It runs till March 19th. But if you haven't been here before, my name is Brandon Cater, here with my co-host Logan Lewis. And Logan, how the heck are you?
Really good. Got out to Diefenbaker this weekend, camped overnight Saturday. So that was probably one of my best days on Dief actually ever. It's usually pretty rude to me, but it was a really good time. Actually, two people that were with me were also fishing the event, and they got on some nice burbot. So that was pretty cool to see, to be there for some of these fish that are being entered in the event. I thought was pretty cool. Unfortunately, me and you aren't fishing it, which, I mean, kind of conflict of interest there, kind of makes sense, right? But it definitely made me jealous, because we all, I think we caught 5 or 6 master angler burbot on Saturday night.
Oh.
And like some tanks. And actually, one of the other guys that was there, he wasn't in the event. He caught a master. Just as the sun was going down, I think, caught a master, and I was like, you should enter the event. Like, he would have had to wait the 2 hours, so he couldn't enter that one. But I was like, it's going to happen again, just because, like, that's kind of how things go, right? Like, I said, you should enter the event now, and I'm telling you that sometime tonight you're going to get another big fish. And sure enough, it wasn't that night, but they stayed until the next evening or fishing, and he caught a 35-inch burbot, which... I think right now Justin's in first, who I was also with out there, but that one was, 32 something or 33 something. So, our other buddy there definitely had a chance to be in first place right now. So I don't know if he's kicking himself or if he really cares, but yeah, we saw some really nice burbot, ton of whitefish, no master whitefish this time, but they were absolutely, when we were setting up camp, had my little cousin with me. And he was just hammering whitefish. It was crazy. Like, I had never seen them bite like that. Just so aggressive. No bait, nothing. No little, like, they were chasing these jigging spoons like it was nothing and hammering them. So he had fun doing that while I set up the entire camp.
That's the way it goes, eh?
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, just looking at the tournament, there's been a ton of slaw burbot entered. Mm-hmm. And Justin's got a beauty there. We got a big... beautiful burb in the youth category as well.
Yep.
I think, we still got 10 days from the day that this is being recorded. You know, there's still 10 days to fish and enter fish. So I'm excited. The next 10 days, I know a lot of people that, especially shift workers that are having, 3, 4, 5 days off that are planning on fishing pretty hard. So, like I mentioned earlier in this episode, if you're not entered and you're in Saskatchewan and you're planning to fish in the next 10 days, go enter the tournament. I mean, it's an opportunity for you to win some money. And it's been pretty good. I mean, it was kind of last minute as far as getting the permitting and everything, but fortunately, the government of Saskatchewan came through and we got things rolling 2 days before we actually launched the tournament. So just from that outlook, it's been going fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. And back to that story of not entering the event, that's actually happened to two more of our listeners. I know that. Travis, he was messaging me saying he's Laker fishing, so he hadn't entered the event yet, and he caught this absolute slob burbot, like just chunky burbot, and I think it was 33 inches or something like that. and then Blake as well. He hadn't entered. He had a huge pike on his story the other day. So I'm like, you guys just got to enter. If you're going to be out fishing, you never know what you're going to catch. Like I, one of my biggest pike of all time was fishing for burbot. Like you never, you never know. Right. So no, definitely something to just check out. Right. Especially if you're in that youth category. I know we have some younger listeners and that youth category is 15 and under. So, lots of opportunity there. And like you said, we're going to be announcing some of the prizes for that as well later on in this episode.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to a few people. They're like, I'm planning on fishing, you know, the weekend of the 17th, 18th, and 19th. I'll register then. And then they end up getting out, you know, this weekend. Just happened, you know, something, plans changed, they got out and they're not registered for the tournament yet and they're catching big fish. So it's like, if you are planning on registering eventually, you're better off registering right at the beginning. And if you get out, you get out. If you catch some big fish, you're already registered and, you know, you're not missing out on opportunities. But yeah, like Logan mentioned there, we're super fortunate. Rappella Canada jumped on board with us for sponsoring all the adult leaderboards. So we got Rappella Canada, 13 Fishing Canada, and Strike Master all sponsoring those adult leaderboards. So they're going to be providing some prizing as well, which is going to be dispersed for our youth category winners as well. We're going to be having some random just, you know, random draws of people that entered the tournament. They'll be taking home some prizes from Rappella Canada and those three brands as well. So do you want to dive into kind of the youth prizing?
Yeah, for sure. So we're going to be breaking down. There isn't a ton of youth in the event yet, right? So if you're youth and you're listening, there's pretty good chances that you could end up. There's big opportunity.
Opportunity is knocking.
Yeah. So yeah, we're basically going to be given prize packages that are Rappella 13 Strike Master, like Brandon said, for first, second, and third for those leaderboards for the youth. Obviously, the adult leaderboard is cash payouts, and I don't know. I think it'll be some pretty cool prizing. Like I think we're looking at like values for first of up to like, I think it's like $250 at least, something like that for first place prize package as far as the youth categories and stuff like that. And then it'll work its way down for second and third, but still I think they're all going to be at least over $100 for whatever the package ends up being. We got to see what Rappella sends as far as that. But yeah, I think it's going to be some pretty cool packages, especially being the youth. Like I know as I've gotten older, I've just, like for the longest time, I had like two rods that I'd run all the time. And then it's just now adding rods. So I know when you're younger, you don't have as many of the combos or whatever, stuff like that. Right. So I think that could be pretty useful for lots of the people in the youth category. And then, like I said, we currently know what our guaranteed money is for the adult categories, but we are getting very close to that threshold where each new entry is going to be adding more money to the prize pot. So that's another thing to keep in mind as well.
Yeah, we are getting pretty close to that point where, you know, if you have some buddies sitting on the fence and you're already registered and you want a better opportunity at winning some more cash, get them registered, because we're almost at that point where we're going to be adding money to the cash payouts for the adult leaderboards. So we'd love to see that go up for you guys. We're guaranteeing $3,000, $1,000 per species right now. Once we hit that threshold of entries, it could go up depending, if we get a bunch of, just an influx of entries for the last, 5 to 10 days here, that money could go up. So, if you got somebody sitting on the fence, get them to register.
Yeah, exactly. And I get, that's another thing we should mention. There is a couple changes since we had our last podcast episode go out, and I know not everyone follows us on the socials that might listen here, or they maybe didn't read the rules too close, but you'll make sure you want to be signed up, like try and sign up the night before you go out or whatever, because there is a 2-hour hold on your ability to enter fish. So that's one thing to keep in mind. I know when I slept on the ice Saturday, basically what happens is I can see when you've like accepted the terms and when you've paid. And then it's once that payment happens, the terms have been accepted. Then 2 hours later is when I'm able to make it so you're able to enter fish. So there's some people that entered at like 6:30 in the morning on Saturday morning heading out. And so you still can't enter fish till 8:30, but I didn't wake up in the ice tent till like 9. I was like, oh man, like hopefully they didn't have any fish to enter, but I didn't hear anything from it. So that's one thing to keep in mind is you want to make sure you're good to enter fish. So yeah, if you know you're going out this weekend, sign up Friday, whatever kind of thing, then you know you're good to go. If there's any issues, I know we haven't had many, but there was some questions that I was able to get fixed for people too, as far as entering fish or being able to enter fish and stuff like that. So you want to make sure everything's good to go before you get out there and you've actually caught your fish and now you've got it in your hands. You're like, oh man, I don't know what I'm doing, or this isn't working, right? Like, you can message me. I know someone in the youth prizes messaged me and he was having some issues. And so we got those figured out and then he was good to go and is currently leading the youth pike. So, no complaints there, right? Like, you just want to make sure it's good to go, but yeah.
I think, well, right, I've had some people ask me, well, if I'm not registered and I catch a big fish and I want to enter the fish, can I just take a picture on my phone?
Nope.
And then release the fish, register and submit the catch? And no, you can't. That's kind of the whole point of the tournament. You need to be registered, ready to go. You need to be able to take a photo in the My Catch app. You're not able to upload photos from your camera roll. Obviously, that just makes sense. Otherwise, people would be submitting catches from, you know, all season. So, you know, with that in mind, make sure you're registered. Give yourself the time that you need, because there is that kind of 2-hour dead time where you're not able to upload a fish. Just to limit, you know, somebody that maybe wasn't going to register and they do catch a big fish and they're just like, well, now I'm going to register because I'm going to win, you know, $700 or whatever. It just limits that spur of the moment registry when they do catch a big fish. So it creates a fair playing field for everybody. So if you want to register, make sure you give yourself that time.
Yeah, that's something that it's common in some of their events to have, like in the My Catch events, to have that. And that was brought to our attention. And I think it's a really good thing to implement, because it's not fair to the people that sign up day one. And yeah, maybe they won't get out for a bit, but they sign up and then you've got people that are kind of being opportunistic on the side and waiting till they catch a fish. That'd be like if you're going out there for the Regina Beach tournament there at Last Mountain and like, oh no, I'm actually just going to show up with my bag of 5 walleye and now I'll enter the tournament now that I know that I've caught 5 and I've got 2 bigs, right? Like, that's not what we wanted. So that was a good fix there for sure. And yeah, we just don't want people to be signing up late and then realizing, oh, I can't enter this nice fish that I caught, because that'd be pretty disappointing too. So wanted to highlight that part of it.
Absolutely. Do you want to go over a couple of the leading fish that we have entered and accepted thus far? We're just under 1 week away from the initial tournament launch.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no,
what do we got? What do we got? What do we got for big fish right now? Well, leading.
I think
going into week two.
I think before that, we got to mention the sponsors.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. No, I think we definitely want to mention them. I know this is just an update episode, but they're definitely been helping out with that. We've been in talks with the SAS Wildlife Federation about maybe some bump boards that they have and stuff like that as well. Whoop, whoop. Which everyone's been really good with their bump boards. There's some really nice bump boards I've seen while approving these catches. So definitely want to thank them for coming on. We've already mentioned 13 Fishing, obviously them being the presenting sponsors, but also for sponsoring this event with the 3 leaderboards. That's been huge for us. And before we hop into that leaderboard, we'll have a quick word here from Lucky Bastard Distillers. You can check out our show notes below and save yourself 10% off of any shipping Canada-wide.
There are certain moments in life that really stick with you. This is definitely one of them. The thrill of the dill, my friends, is not a myth. Prohibition is over, Saskatchewan. Ask about LB's legendary Birmingham's Dill Pickle Vodka. After all, it's not a party until someone pulls out the pickle. Tours and tastings available. Call or stop by 814 47th Street East. And tonight, why not mix your Caesar with some Lucky Bastard? It's the one with the pickle in it.
That work? Cool. So, yeah, definitely. I think this is something that would be cool to kind of get into these leaderboards here. It's been crazy to see some of the fish that were entered. Very first one was entered by Brandon McGillis. It was a 27 and a half inch walleye. Literally, like, I think 15 minutes into the tournament. So, and I think, I don't know if what he said on his story, it might be his PB through the ice as far as walleye, too. So, he's like, what a time for that to happen, right? And then also,
no kidding,
later on when we get to the pike, he's also caught his PB pike through the ice, and that's on the leaderboard as well. But yeah, what one do you want to start with?
I think naturally, right, just with March Madness, let's start with pike.
Pike.
That's just big fish.
For sure.
Big fish, March Madness.
So this one's pretty interesting. We'll have to see how the rest of the event shapes up here. But currently we have Shane Kuntz in first with a 110.5 centimeter pike. I know this might be confusing, not confusing to a lot of people, but we're used to just using inches, right? With all of, as far as the sciences go and stuff like that, we're in Canada, they're using centimeters. And that's why all the leaderboards and stuff are like that. And I guess maybe a little bit more precise too, but I should go back into the back end and see what that is actually. But the interesting part is tied at 109.9 centimeters is Brandon McGillis and Jeff, right? Jeff, that we
for second place
for second. Yeah. So
tied 109.9 tied.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And sorry, Jeff, I didn't want to butcher your last name. I know we were lucky enough to meet Jeff and Paul at the Winnipeg Ice Show, right?
I think it's Kwasny.
You're going to go with that? Sorry, Jeff. I didn't want to butcher it. So I just was like,
Jeff Kwasny.
Yeah. We'll leave it to Brandon to butcher it. But no, those were Jeff.
Jeff Big Fish Kwasny.
Yeah. So he, and actually the crazy part, Ryland Parrott, former guest on here, friend of the show.
Yeah.
He is in fourth by 0.2 centimeters. So
that's wild.
Basically, what
Zach Curry too? All right, we got some. Oh yeah, we got some big fish here. Holy man!
Yeah, there's five, 6 over 100 centimeters. So, and lots close to it. So yeah, there's been some nice fish, and that's one of the nice parts about the random draws too. Just because you don't finish first, second, or third, there's still a chance to win some prizes as well. So
yeah,
but yeah, no, it's very tight in the top four there for the leaderboards. Basically, when I'm approving these catches, I'm zooming in. I can zoom in the back end to the bump board picture, obviously making sure everything's good with the front of the bump board. But when it gets to where the tail is, they basically got some tools where I can line it up with the right angle, stuff like that, get the actual measurement of what it is. And it's literally with Brandon and Jeff's fish, they both just touch that 43.25. And then Ryland's is literally like, well, whatever that would be, 0.2 centimeters off of the 43.25 inch. Like, it's actually crazy how close they are. But yeah, that's a pretty interesting one. There's some very nice fish that have been entered, some absolute chunks as well.
Yeah, that leading pike is fat.
Yeah, Shane's pike is a chunky one. Like, it, for anyone who knows the musky bumper boards, its belly is almost hanging off the edge of it with its back against the one side. So
yeah, that's wild.
Those are some nice.
So that's that's a quick update. So that's a Strike Master Ice Auger pike leaderboard.
Yeah.
Let's jump into I guess
that's the adult leaderboard.
For the youth division, there's Xavier Doan. Is that how you pronounce the last name?
Sorry, Xavier. I'm gonna say Doan.
Doan?
I don't know. Doan, I suck Doan with names, as people could tell that have listened long enough.
Oh, you just feel bad too when you butcher it too. But
yeah,
youth category, there's one pike entered, but he's over 100 centimeters as well, 102.2.
Yeah.
So that's a big, big pike. So yeah, hopefully we can get some more youth entered here and stir up the competition a little bit. But next we got the Walleye Adult Leaderboard brought to you by Rapella Canada.
Yep.
Looks like there's some opportunity for Walleye. We only got six Walleye entered here.
Well, and they're all obviously still nice fish, but still we got Brandon McGillis, who's in first at 69.2, and then there's Jeff again with 67.3, and then Nathan Parody, 66.1. So there's definitely still room to upgrade that Walleye, right? Like, the leading Walleye was that first one that was caught at 27. Was it 27.5? Yeah, 20.
I think for that. Sure we're gonna see a long, skinny, 31-inch walleye this tournament.
Well, Nathan,
I'm calling it.
Nathan won the walleye and burbot last year in my catches version of this event. So
Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see what he kicks up with it. It'll be interesting to see. But yeah, no, there's been what is that? Six walleye entered. So that was pretty cool to see that. I wasn't expecting that first one. I was on my way to Deef that morning, left early in the morning, and I see that there was one entered already. I was like, what the heck? So yeah, still room there. But yeah, Brandon's holding that one down in first with a 69.2 centimeter walleye. And there's actually, it get to the youth side of it, sponsored by Brandon Cater Realty.
Absolutely.
There is nothing there. So again, if you're a youth listening to this, go catch a walleye and enter.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so much opportunity for the youth category. It's crazy. We, you know, we're going to have some great gifts, not great gifts, but prizes, for the youth prizing. So, you know, if you are listening to this, and you have a kid that's 15 and under, $30. They're entered to win. You know, they have an opportunity to place in all three species, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, go check that out if you're a youth. Next, we'll jump on over to the 13 Fishing Adult Burbot Leaderboard.
Our favorite one.
Man, this is some big fish, man. These are some big burbot.
Yeah, like, so Justin was one of the guys I was with that weekend. I was there with them when they were entering this fish, and our other buddy there, he just caught one around the same length, but probably twice the weight of this fish.
Just fat, eh?
Like his was. The Justin's is just long and skinny, which, I mean, in this event, that works out, right?
The burbot this time of year, I love when they, because they're so long. If you can catch like a 30 plus inch burbot, but they're fat, like their bellies literally look like they ate a baseball.
Yeah,
like it looks like there's just ball, like a big ball stuck in their stomach. It's crazy how big they get.
Yeah, like Chris Ross is there, his picture, just the biggest. Yeah. Nice colored up burb too. He's in third place, but
oh yeah,
very nice belly. Fish. Yeah, and so yeah, I mean,
that thing probably fought like a pig too.
Oh yeah, the fight that they give up is awesome. And we got Justin in first, Justin Nelson with the 81.9 centimeter burbot, Nathan Parody back again with a 75.8 centimeter, and then Chris Ross with a 73 centimeter. And then there's been a couple more entered as well that are like Logan Kosh here is in fourth with 71.1 centimeters. So it's all,
yeah,
it's all
pretty close. He tagged us in some of his social media posts.
Yeah, they were nice.
He went and did a stint out at Diefenbaker. You know, he's probably going to do another one, I would expect. So, you know, good luck to you, Logan. Any of you guys that are fishing this tournament, if you're tossing up social media posts, stories, you know, tag the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast. We'll be sure to, you know, share your content. Just sharing content, and, you know, we'll share it if you tag us in it. So,
yeah. And that's, I guess we should get to the last youth leaderboard as well. Harper Scott, which is who I was camping with, my little cousin. I took him out because he texted me. I texted him to see if he had heard about the event. He's like, I'm already in it. So I've been getting texts.
Boom.
When are we going out fishing, this and that? So he came along.
Yeah.
And his burbot would be leading the adult category as well.
Hell yeah.
82.6 centimeters. So
big burb. Attaboy, Harper.
Yeah. And that's the crazy thing is, like, I see Nathan's post and his entry. And I'm gonna have to ask him, like, how he gets that burbot to sit still like that. Like, you can see in Justin's. Yeah,
they're hard to measure, man.
Yeah. Justin's using his hands and another one of our buddies' hands to keep that burbot somewhat straight and get a good measurement. Nathan's was perfect. And like,
Nathan's is just dead straight laying there by itself, eh?
Yeah. And then Harper's, which I was there for that one, that fish pushed 34. It was over 34, but I think with the picture that we ended up getting for it was only like 32 something. So they're definitely, you'll see in lots of the pictures, lots of these burbot are hard to measure. Obviously you want to be quick with it and try and get the best picture you can, but ultimately it's the fish that's important, right? So want to be careful with that too. But
Nathan, that might be the straightest burbot I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, that I saw that and I was like, that is so nice to have it just lay like that. Like, they're so strong. Oh. There's all one muscle and it's just,
oh yeah,
it's crazy. But no,
it's nuts.
And for anyone who hasn't entered yet, you still have 2 weekends to do it, right? Like, this is all in 1 weekend pretty well. I think there's only been like 4 entries or something like that since the weekend ended. So
yeah,
most of these guys are fishing weekends anyways. But yeah, no, there's still lots of time. There's still 2 weekends. Like we said earlier, it takes one fish to move up the leaderboards to get into a a spot that pays out, right? So you never know.
Currently, what do we got for prizing? Right now, currently all the prizing, first place in all the adult categories, first place is $650.
Yeah.
So $650 for first place. Once we hit that threshold, you know, that'll go up. So the more the merrier, and more opportunity to take home some money. So yeah, thank you guys, everybody that has entered. This has been fun. You know, this is just something that we wanted to do last year, never got the opportunity to do. We're really happy that, you know, it worked out this year. It was kind of, you know, kind of rushy last minute with all the permitting stuff. But nonetheless, we're super excited that, you know, there's people actually entering, because we're not doing this for us. We're doing it for you guys. It's something that we, you know, we know a lot of you guys are going out fishing anyways for March Madness, one of the best times of the season to get out and fish. So at least, you know, you guys are fishing for something other than just memories. So fishing for a little bit of money, some prizing, creates a little bit of friendly competition and just something to talk about and, you know, hang out with buddies and go catch some fish and enter some fish into the tournament. So
yeah, exactly. Like we actually, it was nice to see, we got checked by COs at DEEF on Saturday around noon.
Okay.
And yeah, he saw the truck with the whatever the wrap on it for the podcast. He's like, oh, what's that? And then I was like, oh, it's a fishing podcast kind of thing. And then I was telling him about the tournament that was going on right now. He's like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like I think he said he'd worked out at DEEF for like 13 years or something like that now. So
nice.
Just told him about the event and stuff like that. And he was actually, it was pretty cool. He was telling us some of the stuff, like he's like talking about DEEF. He said there's lots of, because I'd never caught a walleye at DEEF. My girlfriend caught one the weekend before last when I was out there with her, but I've never caught one out there. And I was telling him about that. And he's like, oh yeah, he's like, there's lots of, we were more in the north end or whatever. He's like, there's lots of eater size up here. But he said in 13 years, I've only ever checked two walleye over 30 inches in the north end.
Really?
I was like, oh, that's pretty crazy. I mean, I don't see him a lot on the cameras anyways. It's only perch, burbot, and whitefish that I'm seeing for the most part. But I was like that. So, like, I know not a lot of people are keeping those 30s, which is a good thing, right? So maybe that's why he wouldn't see them as much. But you get a pretty good grasp of a place when you're working there for that long. So I thought that was pretty cool information. But that's kind of a sidetrack. I know there's people from all over the province entering this. Like, it's not just DEEF and Last Mountain. Like, there's some Tobin fish, stuff like that. I'm pretty sure. I can't actually, that's another thing to mention. I can't see where the fish was caught. So don't worry about your spots being given away and stuff like that. That's the biggest thing with my catch. Their slogan, secret spots stay secret. There's actually one person in the company who can see that information. So that's kept under, well, they say lock and key.
Closed doors.
Yeah. So yeah, closed doors. So you don't have to worry about that. But yeah, just from knowing people and stuff like that, there's people all over the place. Be nice to see some more northern fish coming in. I know they get some pretty nice burb as well. It's tough to compete with DEEF for burb, but I mean the bellies that you get on some of those Last Mountain ones too are pretty crazy. So I'm looking forward to it. I was pretty excited seeing all the catches come in that we've already had. It's pretty cool getting to see that. Some funny things in some of the pictures too, right? You're just worried about getting that fish measured, like some toes and pictures and stuff like that. It's kind of funny doing that. But yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun so far. It doesn't feel like extra work. It's been cool seeing everyone kind of get behind us as well with the tournament and participate in it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think we've been preaching it for the last, you know, 3 years doing this podcast and, you know, growing this Weekend Warrior brand. So we just appreciate all your guys' support, entering the tournament, following along on social media, telling your friends about the tournament, about the podcast, everything like that. All of your messages, all of your, you know, support doesn't go unnoticed. We really appreciate it. And yeah, like Logan mentioned, we're having fun doing this and we hope you guys are, you know, enjoying it as well.
Yeah, for sure. And that's pretty well all we have for this episode. We're looking to get back into some of the interview style episodes that we've been doing for most of the length of this podcast. But just wanted to give you guys an update on that. Possibly have another update going into the last weekend of it if we can pull that off. But yeah, I think that's all we got for you guys today.
Thank you guys for tuning in, and we will see you in the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to the Weekend Warriors Fishing Podcast. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave a review on your favorite listening platform so we can reach more anglers just like you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube for media updates and behind-the-scenes content.